Hey, good morning. We continue in the Bilmvavi Mishkan Evnes commentary on the Mesillas Yesharim. We're on page Chaf Dalet. Yesterday we had a very interesting discussion about the first step of spirituality is to live in the realities of the Torah, not to use spirituality to escape the realities of the way God understands we should be living, but rather you should inject your spirituality into an established reality of following the Torah. But if we don't start with the first level of being in the reality of Hashem's Torah, then there's nothing really to talk about. By the way, they never got copies of the books. Going later tonight. Late. I don't know if it's... Alright, we'll have to work on that. Okay, we're on page Chaf Dalet. We're at the diamonds on the page. So, Eich Ha'odam Bodek Es HaMetzius. So how is a person able to check the reality? Or how does he have a reality check? How do you know that you're in the reality or not? Sheyeshnam Shnei Kochos Ba'odam. In other words, he's asking, you know, how can you tell that what your spiritual goals are really the proper type of amuna after you're in Hashem's reality? Or how do you know you're using that those spiritual goals to get out of reality? How do you know? Person is no geez. They're biased. How can you tell if you're in the right place? So he says, Yeshnam shnei kochas ba'adam shal yoram yochal hu livdok as amatzius. There's two forces within a person that enable him to check out his reality. Koch ha-seichel v'koch ha-lev. The power of the intellect and the power of the heart. Koch ha-seichel yochal livdok as amatzius mibchinas orech rochev sikuyim shal hachnosos kenig hafsedim, etc. The power of the intellect works in a very concrete way. You measure length and width, or better yet, what are the possibilities of bringing in the money as opposed to taking out the money. In which you're very practical, concrete. I'm making X amount of dollars. I'm spending X amount of dollars. Are my choices within those realities? That's the mind. Halev lo rak yodeas ha-metzias, but the heart not only knows the concrete realities, hu margish oso, can feel the reality. For example, he gives the Gemara in Bracha, says, l'chein ha-isha makeres ba'archim yosem ha-ish. A woman understands the nature of guests more so than a man. In other words, she knows more, she feels the situation more than what's concrete. Because the heart is a much more powerful strength in a woman than in a man. And therefore the heart, she's able to understand things better. So, gam ba'olam ha-chomer, so it is in the very physical world, kigom ba'olam ha-sakim, like in business. Yesham anoshim she'esham chush la-hariach heichen sepuyim hafseidim bizman ha-karav l'vruch misham. There are people who can smell out the possibilities of loss, you know, that's going to come and run away from it. You know, you can sense sometimes something doesn't look in order. The guy, the salesman doesn't look that honest to me. I don't, you know, what are you talking about? He's it's going to be great. He's going to give us millions of dollars. I don't like it. I was speaking to somebody yesterday, and he said, we're discussing incidents of people cheating in business, and he said, and this guy has lots of years of experience, and he said, and talking about a particular incident, and the guy says, you know, the guy had mentioned, don't you trust me? And this guy said, I've only heard twice in my life somebody said, don't you trust me? And those are the two times the guy mamish ripped me off like crazy. So whenever a guy says, don't you trust me? I mean, an honest guy would never have to say, don't you trust me? Because an honest guy, like, what's the hava mina that shouldn't be trusted? only a crook who really isn't to be trusted is going to say, don't you trust me? So like that's kind of a giveaway when you're dealing in business with people. If you hear a guy say, don't you trust me? So the guy who is the person who just uses the mind, well, the guy said, you should trust me. But a person who smells things with their heart says, if a guy has to say that, you know, he's the biggest crook in the world. And I was thinking about that, you know, I never ever said to anybody, don't you trust me? You know, so that's kind of, so I'm just saying, so there's a way of smelling a rat. So that comes from the lathe, doesn't come from the mind. Okay. And the person is successful to get out of that business before it collapses, not to get involved in these things. So, the more that the power of the heart is alive in the person, the more you're using that power, he can sense what's going on beneath the surface. Lo rak es mashu miskala b'chus, not just that's revealed on the outside. Hu margish mashu kan lo b'seder, he can feel that something isn't in order. V'lo meduber kan al ruach hakodesh, we're not talking about divine inspiration here. Yesh nem gam goyim sheisham es hakodesh, there's even non-Jews who can smell a rat. Avol goy shach she'esos rak b'machoyim, but for a goy, it's only how to understand this world. A goy could be a good businessman, and that kind of stuff. We're talking about spirituality, though. He ain't got the heart for that because he's not into the spiritual world. But olam ruchanis in the spiritual world, if you're only going to use the power of the intellect in the spiritual world, you could think this and this. But the mind is going to help you very much because you're entering a world that you're not familiar with. That's the problem. So since we said the whole spiritual world is one we aren't familiar with, it's not one that we were used to, we're not exactly sure what it is, so the power of the mind isn't going to be helpful. Next page, Chafei. But in order for a person to serve Hashem truly, since he is going into a world he doesn't recognize, but you still want to, you know, get into the real world there, you can't only use your mind. The intellect does not have to check it out. It doesn't have a basis from which to determine if it's the world of spirituality or not. He doesn't understand this spiritual world. But if you live with your heart, you use that ability of using the heart. Again, the heart can realize if it's real or not. But if you live without a heart, can't tell if it's real. Then you need to be really careful. He's going into a world he doesn't recognize. Okay, so he's now saying that in order, so we asked, how can you tell if you're being real or not? Are you using spirituality in a way to live the way Hashem wants you to, or you're just doing it what's an escape of reality? So he says, number one, you're going to have to use the power of the heart and not the power of the mind. There is a bias over here. And therefore, let's say the guy is lazy. Let's say the guy is a lazy guy. And saying, oh, being religious is going to be great because now I can support my laziness by the Torah's lifestyle. And I'll sit and call all day long and have people take care of me and I'm claiming I'm learning Torah. Right? That's not living in reality and it's not using your spirituality for reality. But then again, the person has this bias, so how is he going to be able to tell if he's honest or not? So he says the power of the mind won't help. It's the power of the heart. That's point number one. Okay, now he's going to go further subdividing within the power of the heart. Next diamonds. Tzarech l'das shekayamim shnei sugim shel hargashas lev. There's two types of feelings of the heart. Yesh hargag shel simcha shel atzev hargashos mikama v'kama sugim. There's one type that's feelings of joy, feelings of sadness, different types of feelings. which all come from the heart. Avol benosaf ki im belev koach shemargish esametzius tofes maimetzius. But in addition to that, the way you feel about things, there is also in the heart the feeling of reality. It grabs onto what is the reality. Hadvarim halolu asum lios koshim uktsas nalim. These things can tend to be hard and a little bit hidden from us of what the reality is. Im adam lo hisragel lahargish mitzius hulo mevin al ma medabrim. If a person has never accustomed himself to be able to feel this reality, he doesn't really understand what we're talking about. Hu mabit ba'ayin, he looks with an eye. And, you know, a person who's not used to this, he just looks at it and says, Kayim alokim, does it exist? Does it not exist? There's a simple way of looking at something, you know. Does this tape recorder exist? Does it not exist? And that's how I sense things. Im urav, if I see it, simin shadavar kayim, that means the thing is there. Im urav, if I don't see it, lokim, it doesn't exist. But that's one type of reality, but we're not talking about that kind of reality. Aval alev tofes acher samitzius, the heart can understand a different type of reality. Let's give a few examples so you'll understand what we mean of the heart sensing the reality in a different way than the mind senses the reality. And this is this type of sensing we have to begin to develop. So, Amana Rachmana L'san Shabalames. Let's say, God forbid, a widow whose husband has died. B'seichel hi yodas shulo nimsa. Intellectually, she understands the husband's not there. She sees he's not home. Her mind understands the truth. Hi ma'amina shetia tches ha'meisim b'karov. She believes that one day there will be the resurrection of the dead. Hi mekava sh'od hayom. She's hoping that day will come. But intellectually, she understands. As long as the resurrection doesn't come, her husband ain't coming back. So the mind has accepted the fact that she will be lonely. Right? The husband's not there. But in her heart, she can still sense that he's alive. He's around. She has not yet grasped the reality that he's no longer in the world. Right? That's what the heart has not accepted, what the mind knows already. And she, therefore, you know, may live her way, many ways, as if the husband's still alive. You know, why should I take care of paying the bills? My husband always took care of the bills. I don't even know how to take care of the bills. See, kind of, you know, the heart won't let you adjust to the intellectual reality that exists. One example. Dugman Osefus. Another example. Adam Shaya Usher Gadol, the small technical Nechasef. A person was very rich and lost all his money. From now he knows the bank will not honor the checks that he writes. But in his heart, he's not able to digest the bitter reality. Right? He says, what do you mean? I can't. He'll still write the checks. Always wrote the checks. Right? When Mishloach comes to the door, he'll still write a check for $180. There's no money to clear the check. But he's going to write it. Because in his heart, how can he not write a check? So, how equal Shalom and Tzius, the way to digest the reality. B'kdeish yuchel aholich es adam. In a way that it can move the person, chayav lios belay, but it has to be with the heart. Even though he gave you examples where the heart isn't accepting reality, but you still have to, all he was trying to bring you is to show the difference between the mind and the heart. It's between the mind and the heart. It's the feeling that's there.
But the heart's not infallible,
really. No, because the way he feels is also real. I mean, you feel the husband's there. You feel he's there. That is a difference between the feeling and the intellectual, right?
I think his point though is that the heart isn't infallible. The heart, as long as the heart isn't on board with reality, the person isn't living in reality, even though his or her head has accepted it, as long as the heart
has to
not living,
in the reality. Good, good point. So the heart has to accept the reality as well. The heart has to feel that, has to feel that, right?
That's the opposite of the point that he made before.
Yeah, but, so you can have negias and your heart's in the wrong place. Gotta get the heart in the right place. If the heart's not in the right place, it isn't gonna go anywhere. Okay? So ha'ikol ha'shalom etzius, the way to digest the reality, to move the person, chayvus belief. Your heart has to be in the right place. And the heart can get to the point of accepting the reality that the husband's not there. In your heart, you feel the husband's not around. In your heart, you understand that you don't have the money anymore. And then you can move on. And there, truthfully, there are people who live in a torn world. Torn between the mind and torn between the heart. Libam tovis metzias achas. Their hearts grasp one reality. Vamoach tovis metzias shenis. And the mind grasps another reality. So as imod hamoach sholeh alibam. So if the mind is controlling over the heart, I'm not sure what this next word is. Ikeshahu heim chayim, albeit that they're alive, whatever. Aval imlo, but if not, heim pashur chayim b'min atmosferis acheres. If they're living in another atmosphere. In other words, if the heart is feeling one way and the mind's understanding another way, they're living not in the true reality. Next page. Chava, for example, Adam nosim checkim sheilam kisha. Guys writing checks that can't be covered. How can a person do such a thing? How can a normal person, and I'm sure we all know people like this, you know, you have in a shul, people write checks to the shul, and me and Yehuda say, there's no way that check's going to clear. There's no way. That person walks right in, says, here's the check, and we look at each other and say, that check ain't clearing. You know, and it invariably doesn't. Right? We know it. We know it in advance. Or we say, no, we know this check will clear. You know, there are certain people who are out of touch with reality. They're right, and it's not like one time. It's like, we just don't cash the checks. Because it's not in touch with reality. So case also, how does a person do that? We're not talking about a person, you know, miscalculated. We're not talking about a person, you know, you thought you had the money in the bank, you didn't realize your right wife wrote a check, and you didn't count on that check, and there's something there. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the guy knows that he ain't got no money. He knows he's $50,000 on overdraft, right? And he still goes in and hands you a check for $2,000, right? How does a person do that? Hare de'elo shabank liyachab is a check. He knows the bank isn't going to take the check. So the answer is, u'pashit lo muchan lahaskim l'metziyah shehu higia l'matzah shel mechabdim is a check. It's very simple. He's not accepted the reality that the bank doesn't accept his checks. They accepted them for 20 years. What do you mean they're not going to accept my check? Now, this is, I believe, what we call, you know, almost, I don't know if it's going to call schizophrenia, or just, you know, or psychotic, right? In denial, whatever you want to say. Who miskacheish lemetzius? He's contradicting the reality. The reality is, the brain knows he ain't got the money. The heart says, I have to pay my bills. And, you know, and it's weird, right? So, but people do these things. And they do a number of other things as well. It's, you know, it's a husband screaming at his wife. You know, the brain says, this isn't going to help. It's going to make things worse. But still you do it. You still do it. The heart has not accepted the fact that maybe the husband's wife was correct again. So he can't accept that. So he has to yell at her, right? So in order for a person to serve, let's get to the point he's trying to make here. So in order for a person, but I think it's clear where you can have the heart is in one place and the mind's in another place. I think that's clear. So in order for a person to serve Hashem, a person has to be real. Both feet on the ground. As long as you are living your life in a real way, slowly the heart can get used to the fact to feel the reality the way it is. The more you're living in reality, The more you push yourself to live in reality, the more the heart will adjust to that reality. It'll take time. The heart's going to resist. It wants to have it a different way. But slowly, slowly, you'll get used to that reality. Yesh na'adam shalomad meseches, or it gives another example. Fusav rishu yadeasa. A guy learns a tractate of the Talmud, right? And he thinks he knows it. Aval kishim minasim ludabri tov. But when you start talking and learning and you discuss, okay, tell me about Edim Zomamim. Tell me what's the case. Why is it that Edim Zomamim, this and that and whatever. You start talking and learning with the guy. Lo zocher ma havamim. He doesn't even understand what the first thought of the Gemara is. Right? Ma maskan, he doesn't know what the end is. Hu mifulbal, he's all confused. Says, I remember there was a big discussion over there. It was a big argument. I think a bunch of rabbis were arguing. It's not so simple. I remember a rabbi spent about 2 days on that one. It was really a tricky Gemara. Right? Humavalmuvalbal, Shitas Rishonim and Masudrasal, the opinion of the early rabbis aren't in order in his mind. I call Givu Veit, it's all mixed up. Vinikalav Shuhulo Shalit Masechta, and now he reckons he doesn't know the Masechta at all. Right? See, that's why I always insist on reviewing, and everybody's fighting me. They don't want to review, don't want to review. That's a good example of the heart not getting in touch with the mind. The mind tells you, listen guys, for the last 3 years you haven't reviewed and you don't remember a darn thing you learned. You don't remember a darn thing you learned. And every time the rabbi says, come on, let's review. No, we want to go ahead. So you're not in touch with reality. Right? Because the heart says, oh, let's learn more. Let's learn more. The mind says, you don't know what you've learned. So the heart isn't in touch with the realities. It's not in touch with the reality. You know. Your wife asks you, so what did you learn? I don't remember. You learned the whole week. What did you learn? I don't remember anything. So the wife guy says, what are you going to learn for? Because the rabbi says you have to learn. So I'm learning. I'm a good guy. I get. Right? What's the real point? It's because review is boring. Right? Review is boring. It's not interesting. We already learned. I already know it. I know it so well I forgot it. Right? So, I mean, like, what's going on over here? Because your heart isn't on board. Your heart isn't on board. Your heart feels a real scholar just learns. Doesn't review, doesn't know. This is a great example, right? I mean, I love all the guys in the Gemara class dearly, and they get a lot of schar for trying. You know, so their hearts have gotten to the place to know you have to go out every night and learn. Right. For years it was a fight between the mind and the heart. The mind knows they're supposed to learn, but the heart didn't get the guys to go and learn. So okay, so Baruch Hashem, after a number of years we got the guys. Okay, they've accepted the reality. You have to learn. Enough drushes said, you know, you're gonna be an amoritz, you're gonna be unhappy, you're gonna be this. It's okay. Finally, okay. Gotta be learned. Okay, so now the next stage is, okay, you gotta review. The people refuse to review. If you do review, half the guys don't show up the next day. What am I going to come for? I know it already. You understand how foolish it is? If I start testing anybody on what we learned 2 days ago, what I got last week, it'd be an embarrassment. Right? I keep saying, if the rabbis say, he who learns and does not review is like someone who plants and does not harvest. The rabbis say it. Don't you think they know what they're talking about? Now, would anybody plant and not harvest? You're out of your mind. You know, you gotta remember, Hashem's gonna give you the final exam in Shemaim. He says, Hashem's, okay, you learned Maseches Makos. Okay, when did you learn it? I learned it in 2010. How long did you spend? I spent 6 months on it. Okay, Hashem says, okay, start. Start telling me the Gemara. Well, it's Makos. I remember the name. Okay, you're ahead of a lot of other people. Some of them don't even know the name. I remember it was not such a long tractate. It was only about 20, 25 pages. Oh, what did it talk about? It talked about, you know, false witnesses. Okay, so let's hear a little bit more. You know, so I'm just saying, so Hashem's going to say, okay, how much, what do you want me to give you as a reward for this? I'm trying to understand. He gives you the exam. You get a 16 out of 100. Halavai, you get a 16. You get like a 3. He says, give me the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. How many times Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue in this Masechta? How many times did they argue in this Masechta? I don't know. I never bothered to. What do you mean? It's obvious. It was 26. Whatever. So, you know, what was it? Who is the more? Yeah, Hashem will rip you apart, shreds. He says, you don't know nothing. What were you doing for 6 months? He says, you know, Reish Lakish of Yochanan, they're giving shear now in the world up here. You want to go to Reish Lakish? You don't even know who Reish Lakish is. You don't even know what his opinions are. I mean, you go to the class, you're going to be lost because they're going to start with the deep commentaries. You don't even know the Gemara. So Hashem will say, okay, you can sit outside and watch him. I'll let you watch. You don't understand anything. It's just a bizarrion. You're already spending the time already, right? So again, it's the heart and the mind. The mind says, let's go ahead, let's go ahead, let's go ahead. The mind saying, review it, review it, review it. You gotta know it, you gotta know it, you gotta know it, you gotta know it. I mean, do you do anything else in this world to learn it, to know it? Except learning Torah? The one thing that you have to know is the one thing you don't want to know. So of course, so the heart has a good excuse. What's the excuse is, when will I ever need to know about false witnesses? You know, we don't lash people anymore. Why do I need to learn about Malchus? So you don't understand, you know, God says it's important to know, regardless of what you understand. You know, if it'll be a halacha class, then I'll remember it. You know, we don't even remember the halachas either. You know, if we're learning tractate brachos, then I'd remember it. You don't remember that either. Right? That's just reality. So the problem is the heart's not on side. The heart's not on side. Right? So where am I now? I lost the place. That's one of the masechta. So he knows there's no. So why did the guy think he knows it? The guy thought he learned the Masechta. He thought he knew it. How can a guy for a minute think he knows it when he knows he doesn't know it? Because the heart won't accept that he doesn't grasp it. The heart won't accept he doesn't know. The heart won't accept it. So therefore, Aleinu Yisragel, we have to accustom ourselves. We've got to train ourselves. Leos Im sechel b'tzeiruf shalev. You have to have the mind together with the heart. The heart has to know you don't know the Gemara. The heart has to feel, this is terrible. I'm an ignoramus even after learning it for 6 months. And the heart has to say, you got to review. If the heart will say you have to review, then it's important to review. And I feel I have to review. Then you're going to review. It's not I know I have to review. I feel I have to review. You have to feel how incompetent you are. You have to feel it. If the mamar say, you know, this is an embarrassment. I spent it, and if I would review it a few times, I would know it. I would know it. If the heart would feel you don't know it, then you'd learn it better. Okay, so litvos asimetzius, you have to grasp reality the way it is. Now, really, it's not so simple, because really, the heart could say, I know I don't, I feel I don't know it, but I don't care if I don't know it. That's really the deeper level. The heart says, I don't really care if I don't know it. You know?
So that means the heart doesn't understand the reality. It's still the same thing.
The heart doesn't understand. I'm just saying it's not, I figure it's only, it's important. I'm learning. You know, there is the point. Everybody likes the mental sparring that's going on, and for a moment the mind is stimulated. So you're really going because it's just as enjoyable as watching a hockey game, maybe more enjoyable than watching a hockey game. You know, let's say you're at a level of watching a hockey game. So Camilleri scored another two goals. You know, he scored another two goals. You know, I'm bored of that already. Let me get something a little more interesting. So the Talmudic sparring is very interesting, and if I can follow the train of the argument for 45 minutes and follow the rabbi, you know, that's pretty exciting. That's pretty thrilling. Which is nice. Now, Hashem wants you to enjoy that, but the other day Hashem wants you to know it. You have to know it. You gotta know it. Right? So the heart's kind of saying, no, I don't want to know it. I just want to have a good time. Right? So that, you know, and that started since we were little kids, since we were in grade 5, remember we finished it. The rabbi says, okay, now we're going to have chazara. And then everybody goes, no, we're not. Yeah, and everybody just puts their head down and goes to sleep. And the rabbi's trying to get you to know it. And just wouldn't go. And it's a major problem. I have to go to school today. It's review. It's review. Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, so, but he's saying, you know, right, you gotta slowly accustom, get the heart on board. In a lot of the cases, the problem's not starting with the spiritual, it's starting really with the physical. That's where the real problem is. Ludugim, for example. B'shanim achronos kam irgun chesed, shematarasa lulamid avrechim ech lichios betzura kalkalis nechona. So, I guess it's an Eretz Yisrael, it's more prevalent what's going on over here. He says, and lately there's organizations of chesed, their goal is to teach young kol guys how to live a normal life. In other words, how to live, you know, to handle financial affairs. Like, you know, if like Hasidic guys, you know, they don't know what a checking account is, you know. In North America, people are way overgrown when they're 6-year-olds. But in the, you know, Hasidic world, they don't know about bank accounts, they don't know about budgets and this and that. So certain organizations are training them how to you know, keep a budget, how to do these things. Sometimes a young guy doesn't take stock of his you know, the finances. Called over Hukona, the, what's this, Beseva Tashlumim? In other words, the guy keeps buying things, you know, on credit. He doesn't remember what he signed for, doesn't remember what he didn't sign for. He has no track of what he bought. He doesn't have no idea what's in the bank. It's just, you needed to buy it, you needed to buy it, you needed to buy it. Do I look in the account if I have? He doesn't even know how to track the account. Right? So obviously, instead of training the guy, no, this is what you do. You have a bank book, you look at your bank statement, you look at the outstanding checks, and you check. We gotta train someone to do this. A person who's real, you do your actions with a little bit of thought. Like the Rambam writes, whatever you're going to spend has to be in fit to what you're making. Right? You have to live with both feet on the ground. So now you want to get in the spiritual world? Now you want to start writing checks for tzedakah, you'll see what you got in the bank. You got to see what the physical reality is. But even if in the physical world he's not standing straight, he doesn't understand the reality the way it is. How can he begin to serve Hashem? So if even the physical world that you recognize isn't real to you, how is the spiritual world going to be real to you? The guy obligates himself to pay. He writes checks. He goes this. He goes that. He doesn't remember what he said. I call balagan. It's all just without hocus pocus. You know, nothing. So how are you going to live a spiritual world if you're not even in touch with the physical world? So he's saying your heart has to be in touch with the physical world too. There are people who obligate themselves in things. Or let's say another example. And when it comes time to do it, they don't do it. Guy says, will you give me a ride tomorrow? For sure, no problem. The guy doesn't know what his schedule is. Doesn't know what his schedule is. Yeah, I need a ride tomorrow at 3:00. You ride? Not a problem. What do you mean not a problem? You know what you're doing? I don't know what I'm doing, but I'll do that. Meanwhile, you already promised your wife something at that time. You promised your other friend. You already promised 6 people you're going to be with them at 3:00 tomorrow. So what's the real problem? Not the guy's a bad guy. They don't even remember what they said. Can't some him leave my curve in because they don't remember what happened in the realities. The guy makes an appointment with somebody at a certain time. This is a classic. He comes a half an hour late. Right? Makar, what happened? The guy comes in, he comes in a half hour late. He says, so what happened? He says, well, something late. I wasn't aware of the time. who lo chayas hametzius, he's not living in reality. The guy's not living in reality. Well, what's the big deal? You know, we're here now. What are you talking about? You're not in touch with reality. Hu shochev chavzayim b'mita b'boker. Let's say a guy's sitting in bed in the morning. V'choshev, he thinks, oh, doc, I have another minute before I have to get up. That happened to me this morning. Right? Zman kriyashma, but let me say, lipa, shtayuf, right? Zman kriyashma kvar avar. The time for kriyashma already passed. It's a Saturday morning. Okay, Saturday morning. The Zman Krishma this week is about 9:30. It's 8 o'clock. Hey, Lipa, get up. He says, I got time. Now it's 9:45. Next time you rolled out, or next time you look, it's 9:45. I missed Krishma. Zman Tfilas kam over. Now it's already 10:30. You missed the time for davening. Kvesafik Zman Mincha. Now we're not sure if it's ready time to start davening Mincha already. Who pushed along and says, the guy's not real. The guy's not living in reality. Right? And you want to be a frum Jew? You can't be a frum Jew. You're not even a human being. You don't understand what the point is. Now, there's people who come late to work. All these things. Muchrachim lichios imitzios brura. A person has to live with a clarity of reality. So how do you do that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasa lanu Torah sheyesh bo zman. That's why God gave us a Torah with times. Zman tefila, zman kriyashma, zman mincha, zman arvis, zman knisha shabbos, zman yeshiva. You know how much we're, our lives are dictated by time as a Jew, more so than a non-Jew. There's a time to, you have to finish davening by 10:30 in the morning. You have to finish shema by 9:30 in the morning. You have to start mincha, to finish mincha before the stars come out, before the sun sets. There's a time to have a mark. There's a time to shout. Friday, you gotta stop working by this time. And you can't start doing anything till Shabbos is over. L'chol davar yesh zman. There's time for everything, as King Solomon said. L'chol zman ve'es l'chol chayfetz. Zman hoyelo l'arim rishon l'konas gan Eden. There was a time for a man to go into the Garden Eden. Zman hoyelo shesman. There's a time he had to leave. Right? Why is the Torah so picky on times? Because you gotta be real. Time is a reality. Your lives must be affected by time. If you're not used to the time being a factor, you're not in reality. And the Torah trains you, that's the realities of life. The Goyim, you know, till we had only in the last 150 years did the Goyim get this idea. You lived on a farm, there's no sense of time. What sense of time is there? You get up when you get up, you start working on the farm. You know. Goy has to get up at a certain time. Doesn't get up at a certain time. Whenever you get up, that's when you get up, right? But a Jew, you have to get used to the Torah's teaching you. You got to be on time for things. When you make an appointment with somebody, once you're used, I have to be here for this. You got in your mind, you're trained, right? There's no such thing. There's no such thing sleeping in. It just doesn't exist. Because day after day after day, you had to be on time for this, you had to be on time for this, you had to be on time for that. Right? Im adam bona reishis kol es ha'olam shal metzius ha'gashis ke metzius muchletes. If the person at least can build as a starting point the physical reality as a clear reality, reishu nivna ka'odam metziusi, he is building it as a person who's a real person. L'acham ikan yachalu la'avod es ha'vashem, then he can start with Hashem. Habayahi, the problem is, Shabamim Rabos, Yeshna, he said, deal with. The problem is, sometimes people make a jump, they skip. The real obligations in the world he hasn't taken care of. The real brass tacks of life he hasn't taken care of. And he says, right away, tell me where the Kabbalah class is that I can go to. I want to hear a Kabbalah class. Hey, he's a Kabbalah. What Kabbalah are you talking about? He's going to now take the Kabbalah. He's going to be totally ripped out of reality. Totally out of reality. He's going to come home at midnight. He forgets he has a wife and kids. Whereas doing Kabbalah. Right? You can't live with such a guy. Not that he's a bad guy. He's really a nice guy. He doesn't live with the reality. So now, What's the problem? Haba'aya she'ein lev. The problem is he has no heart. Kloimer, eat tfisa metzias bofen bara mochlet. He refuses to accept the world in a clear way. V'derech klal, in general, eino matchila b'avodas Hashem. It's not even starting with the service of Hashem. Ela harbe harbe kam. The problem is way before serving Hashem. You're not normal. You're not a normal guy. You're not a guy who understands you have to be over here at this time, you have to be over here at this time. If you give your word, you have to keep your word. These are simple things in life that have to exist. We're used to living in a world that a word is not a word. Hischaivus ain't a hischaivus. Obligation is not an obligation. Zman ulo zman. Time isn't time. Klum, that's it. Forget about being a religious Jew. Being a decent human being means you say what you mean. You know, instead of figuring, okay, what's the best way to lie? You know, which lie should I say that would be best for my, right? It reminds me of a story. They went to a gadol when the people were coming to America in the 1900s. They went to a gadol instead of a shaila to ask you. You know, when we're going to come to the office, they're going to ask us how old we are. So I have a shaila, how old I should say I am. If I say I'm older, then I'll get Social Security sooner. Right? If I say I'm younger, it means I'll get it later. But if I say I'm younger, I have a better chance of getting a job. So what should I do, Rebbe? So Rebbe said, did you consider telling the truth? Did you consider telling the truth? I never thought of that. You know, so you have a shaila. You're asking the rabbi, a shaila, what should I do? I was like, what's the shaila? You just tell the truth. That's all you talk about. You tell the truth. Right? But people aren't even touched that reality. The truth is, this doesn't exist. It's not just like it's telling the truth. You say what works best for you. The truth is the last thing you're considering. And now you want to be enrolled in a Kabbalah class. In words, you don't have the basic understanding that you have to tell the truth. Telling the truth is not a spiritual thing. Really, it's a very physical thing in this world. If you don't tell the truth, you can't live in this world. You can't. You can't live in this world. You're not in touch with reality. Right? Klum, nothing. Amrim la'adam mashu echad. You tell one guy one thing. Ukish atom again, when you come to the reality. Hakarafu obi. You turn it upside down. You do the exact opposite. But shodam karm lezeh. Now, I don't know this in Israeli terms. I don't know what he's talking about. We call such a person who doesn't keep his word. Like, he says, I'll do this, and when it comes time to do it, it says, Tzorach liyos gamish. Tiskamesh. I don't know what that term means. I guess you gotta be cool, you gotta be smart, it's a slang. But they give it up as a term, like, how could you just, well, you know, you gotta just be that way. Whatever that way is, you gotta take care of yourself. Numero uno, whatever it is. He says, b'mokom midvar sheker tirchach. Instead of the expression that a person should say is, stay far away from, you should always say midvar sheker tirchach. Stay away from a lie, stay away from a lie. That should be coming out of your mouth. So you gotta say, nah, you gotta be normal. You gotta, whatever expression they use, you come up with these expressions, and excuses away everything you do that's, I don't know what the expression we'd have today for that is, right? You know, you got to relax, take it easy, chveis. Give me a break.
Chill out,
chveis. You know, don't get so, chill out, right? But no, you got to say midvar shechet tirchak. So matzu nuschach rash. We have a new nuschach, a new terminology. Of a halacha zelum shab, but that doesn't change what the halacha is. The way you have to live. Adam Chayav Leos Dover Ems Piv. A person has to give over the truth in his mouth. That's the reality. Umidas Chasidus Apovava. And if you want to be a chassid, then even in your heart, you have to feel what you're going to say. But at least what you're going to say has to be what you're going to be. Havoda Imke. Therefore, what is our service? Maschila Bahakoras Hametzias Hapshudi. You have to recognize the simple realities as they are. He yadua leklum. Everybody knows. Every yes guy, he's supposed to tell the truth. Come on, he's supposed to tell the truth. Tell me, what does your brain say? He's supposed to tell the truth? If you tell a guy you're going to be there at 3 o'clock, you got to be there at 3 o'clock or not? Tell me what your brain says. Yes. Okay, how come you're here at 4 o'clock? Because your heart hasn't accepted that you got to be honest and you got to keep the truth. Your heart hasn't accepted to live in, forget about religious. Forget to live in this reality. A time is not a time. Why? You know, you only have to be a psychologist to understand why. But you said you're going to be 3:30. Ah, what's the difference? I came at 3:30. But the guy's waiting for you. The guy cleared out his calendar. He came. What's he supposed to do with a half hour? You know, you have guys, you know, when it's time for mincha, is 8:15. No one will dare come at 8:14. Dare not come at 8:14. Because why should I wait a minute? Yeah, I gotta come at 8:15. But you know what that means? It means I leave the house at 8:15. And you know what? And what they would always prefer is that when you come to shul, you always want to be the 10th. Why? So you don't have to wait for nobody. You know, now if you understand, you gotta daven, you gotta be ready for daven, you gotta come at 10, five, at least 5 minutes early, 2 minutes early, 3 minutes early. You know, and well, I know this guy's gonna come late and we're gonna wait 2-3 minutes anyway. And then, you know, then they start coming at 8:16, 8:17, 8:18. Because, you know, because why should I be the 10th guy? You know, why should I be the sucker waiting for everybody? All right? So that becomes a whole understanding. But time is 8:15. Well, there's a reason it's 8:15, right? People don't get it. Right? One last example, and then we'll stop. Yesh lo kartis tisa. Let's say a guy has a ticket, an airplane ticket. The plane's supposed to leave at 9:30. You walk into the airport at 9:35. Because of that mistake, you'll have to be there a week. Next flight, you know, leaves a week from now, and you're gonna pay more money. What can you do? The guy's not used to knowing a time is a time. If the plane leaves at 9:30, do you know what that means? You're leaving at 6:30 to catch that plane. A time is a time. Now, why is it that people can't get that idea in their mind? You know, they tell you gotta leave 3 hours before the flight. No, I can leave later, I'll still catch it. I've known guys who leave at 8:30 and they still catch the plane. You know, it's like the commercial on TV where the guy comes late and they just let him go through all the gates and, you know, I'll be that guy. He says, you're not normal. You know, it's not that he thinks we're going to wait for him. You think they're going to hold? No, they're going to hold the plane. You know, Moshe Chaim isn't there. We can't leave. Moshe Chaim's not here. He's not that stupid. Who pushed me? He got used to the fact. Shakol Chayiv Leos again. Gamish Avuro. Right. Everything's got to be gamish, and everything's got to, you know, be suited for him. Everything has to somehow be arranged the way he wants it. Everything will work out fine. But Malkum Lahatim is asless. Instead of him accommodating himself to the reality, he wants the reality to accommodate him. He will make the money he spends based on what he wants. But he doesn't spend based on what he makes. You're supposed to spend based on what you make. Last time I checked, right? But the guy says, no, I spend based on what I want. Says he makes the time suit his desires, but not the reality. And that's the person who doesn't live in reality. So the first thing to be a spiritual person is you got to know what the reality is and get your heart to accept what the reality is. Okay, he's in the middle. Well, of course, you have to wait a while till we come back to this. All right, have a good day.